Stanza 2. Dreaming when dawn's left hand was in the sky, I heard a voice within the tavern cry, "Awake, my little ones, and fill the cup before life's liquor in its cup be dry." Paraphrase. Not yet fully wakened from my sleep of delusion, and still only dreaming of the dawn of wisdom, I heard in the silence a soul call from within the tavern of intuition, "Awake, my little undeveloped thoughts, fill your consciousness with the wine of bliss, ere the life force vanishes from your cup of material existence." Expanded meaning. As I dreamed, during the first inspiration of my soul's awakening, an inner voice prompted me to rest no longer, but to direct my thoughts energetically along practical spiritual lines. "Fill your consciousness," it urged, "with true, lasting happiness. Lo, all too soon life's vitality evaporates from its little cup of flesh, to vanish forever into the mysterious unknown." Editorial comment. In the East, the right hand is considered the more affirmative. Gifts, for example, are properly given and received with the right hand. The West has similar traditions. An oath in court, for example, is delivered with the right hand upraised. A handshake is offered with the right hand, not commonly with the left. Dawn's left hand then signifies the tentative, fainter light, often called the false dawn, which precedes the actual dawn. Dawn, as we saw in the first stanza, signifies the awakening of wisdom. Dawn's left hand signifies the early inspiration a truth seeker feels when he contemplates the sheer beauty of the higher teachings. He may be tempted by descriptions of the inner life to rest in those concepts and not make the necessary effort to attain wisdom personally. Paramhansa Yogananda often urged people to be satisfied with nothing less than full self-realization. To devote one's life to merely dabbling in the ancients, reclined in soulful ease on the banks of some murmuring brook, is to remain forever a spiritual dilettante. The sincere seeker must apply himself energetically and never rest until the heights of spiritual wisdom have been attained.